Well, most of you know, being my father's son, I have really little chance of actually making it through this whole thing, so I'll give it my best shot. Thank you all for coming. You know, just really appreciate it and the time you've taken, and especially that you knew my dad. And Janice alluded to that he always liked, you know, the cornier the joke, it seemed the more he got into it. So now I think one of his really happiest things is now his children can say, "Our Father, which is art in heaven." So. So now every time during the Lord's Prayer, you know that's going to be running through my head. Matt read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Sometime when my dad was young, he heard these words, and at age 12, he decided to follow them. He trusted in the Lord with all his heart. What he was trusting in was not some fairy tale or wishful thinking. My dad was an engineer and did not approach anything without planning and information. His information came from a book whose writings span nearly 2,000 years and has withstood centuries of critical analysis, the Bible. He realized that creation was much larger than he could comprehend, so he did not rely on his own understanding. He simply decided that something as wonderfully complex as the universe must have a chief engineer, and no good engineer would produce such a design without a manual. He was an avid Bible student his entire life. He lived by faith, not only by sight. My dad's engineering abilities helped launch NASA's rockets to the heavens, but it was his faith that allowed people to see a glimpse of heaven in him. He reflected Jesus' love in everything he did. He reflected that love to my mother for 57 years, 30 of those supporting her struggle with multiple sclerosis, without a word of complaint. When Patty and I went to visit my dad in the hospital after his stroke, one of the nurses hadn't been there for very long. You're going to make me cry. And she said, "Your dad is such a wonderful, loving person." She had just come on, and I thought, you know, that is just bizarre because he had just had a stroke, his left side was paralyzed, and he hadn't said a word the whole time he was there, you know. So something was being reflected from him, and I know it was God. In everything he did, he acknowledged God's presence and power. And God did direct his path. On Thursday, my dad, his whole life, he loved reading the Upper Room devotional. And I remember, even when I was young, my mom and dad sitting at the breakfast table reading the Upper Room. On Thursday, so Patty and I decided we were going to bring the Upper Room into the hospital while he was in there and read him that every morning. So we went in before work every morning and read the Upper Room to him. And on Thursday, the day that he passed away, we went in that morning, and we picked up the Upper Room, and this is the reading for that day. Thursday, July 13th, 2006. The title of the reading is "How Will I Die?" The scripture was Revelations 14:13 that Dale referred to. "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. They will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." And the prayer for that day was, "God, creator of life, guide us to live wisely and faithfully so that we will be prepared to die when the time comes. Amen." The thought for the day is God's promise to be with us is a promise for every moment of our lives. And the prayer focus that day were for those near death. God directed his paths. When I was young, my father held my hand and led me. His hand was strong, and I knew he loved me, so I could walk confidently through difficult circumstances. As my dad took his last breath, I was holding onto that same hand, and I am confident, as was he, that the next hand he held was Jesus' strong and loving hand. This previous Sunday, which was my dad's first Sunday in heaven, we sang the old hymn, He Leadeth Me. The second verse reads, Lord, I would clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine, content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He moved confidently from this world because his path was being directed by the engineer of the universe. So if I were to faithfully represent my father and my friend, I believe he would say to each one of you, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't rely on your own understanding. In everything you do, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths.